See how long it takes for me to come on. Always takes like 30 seconds or something. Suzanne sees me before I see me. Hi, everyone. Thanks, Suzanne. All right, here we go. Good. So, this is just a half an hour class. 7 to 7:30. And as I mentioned, this is just, we're just going to do requests as usual, but just tapping on chakras. So, something different. Same but different. Okay, good. So here we go. And if we have time at the end, if it's just a small group, we'll go through all the chakras. But I think by virtue of who's here, we're going to hit all of them anyway. Hi, Spice Jelly Beans. There's Happy Mama too. Waltire, Nicole. Good. If anybody's with us on Facebook, I'm unable to go back and forth. So, whatever you request will be treated in the collective, or come on over to www.tongrenstation.com. All right. So, a lot of you, probably all of, well, everybody here, I think, know that I've been tapping chakras for a while, and I include those on Sundays and whatnot, and my Sundays and Mondays. But now I'm going to just do them totally on Thursday evenings. So we do Tongren the other days, and then chakras on Thursday evenings. It's all the same. Excuse me, my nose always itches in the beginning. When we do the tap on the chakras, each chakra energizes a nerve plexus. And the nerve plexuses, of course, come off the autonomic nervous system. Also, each chakra is fueled or energized by a gland through the hormonal system. So, essentially, it's the same, just a little different methodology. But not really. If that makes sense, then good. All right. So Jamie left a request, so we'll start out with that. It's always good to relax. And the easiest way to do that is become aware of your breath. That is the instantaneous way to relax the nervous system and bring yourself into the present moment. And as we begin, I am actually activating everybody's chakras through tapping on the crown chakra, the master gland, the pituitary gland, GV22. Oops, crown chakra. Now I'm going to try not to say regular points. We're going to stay on chakras. It's so much in my verbiage. Crown chakra is the pituitary gland. And the pituitary gland is actually in the middle of the head, below, just below the brain and the brain stem. And through activating the crown chakra, connecting with the pituitary gland, the benefits cascade down all the other seven primary chakras, then all out to all the small chakras. And we're just going to be dealing with the seven primary chakras. Crown chakra is also referred to as the seventh energy center, and also known as the Sahasrara chakra, if I say that correctly. That's Sanskrit, and I'm American, and I've never had Sanskrit lessons. So I'm going by what I've learned in pronunciation during yoga. So right now, balancing all the chakras through the crown chakra, pituitary gland, middle of the head, for everyone. All right. So for Jamie, Jamie asked for positive energy, balance energy, and a good new vehicle. Well, that would be the crown chakra in my book. Also, the crown chakra connects with the entire cerebral cortex and the central nervous system. So there you go. The brain is activated and the spinal cord. This is a center I would tap for positive energy and balanced energy, because crown chakra here, full body homeostasis. And then possibly the sixth chakra, pineal gland, also in the middle of the brain, just a bit back and actually above the pituitary gland. Sixth energy center, Ajna chakra, for visions. Jamie can connect with her vision of a new vehicle. And again, every chakra we tap, the benefits radiate out to all of us. So cool. All right, Jamie's all set. Nicole Herbst. Okay. So head and throat. Throat chakra for the dental work. Yes, you bet. So for everything in the head, we'll go back up to the seventh energy center, crown chakra, Saharasvara chakra. At any rate, we connect with the cerebral cortex in the spine and also the master gland, the pituitary gland. So this is good for brain function, emotional balancing, releasing any lower emotions, so to speak, that might be swimming around at the top of your head for Nicole. And then we're going to go down to the throat chakra. So just as the name implies, front of the neck. So here, this is the fifth energy center, Vishuddha chakra, throat. So we do connect with the thyroid, and we do connect with the mouth, and the teeth, and the gums, and the salivary glands. Here, endocrine gland that we connect with is the thyroid, and thyroxine is the hormonal expression. And this is also the gland to relax the neck, the shoulders, which will radiate down and start to relax the arms and the hands. This is at the throat chakra, or the fifth energy center. This is good to release any neck tension. So perfect following dental work. And left side, okay, we go right on the left side. Perfect. Very nice. And this is a center for metabolism as well. So metabolic healing rate revved up after the dental work. Cool. All right, and then we'll do right down the chakras from the seventh, the sixth, the fifth at the throat, the fourth at the heart, the third at the belly, the second below the belly, and the root, grounding you after this throat chakra treatment. All right. Good. Okay. Moving on. Hey, Waltire. Health, anxiety, and worry. Okay. That sounds like most Americans. All right. So overall health, I always equate that to the crown chakra, seventh energy center. Again, connecting with the pituitary gland. Full body homeostasis, overall health. This is also the chakra to release some anxiety and worry, But we're also going to go down to the lower chakras for that. So we're going to finish up here at the crown chakra and then go down to the root chakra. At the crown chakra, we opened up the cerebral cortex and the entire autonomic nervous system. So we're going to do some grounding work here at the root chakra. A lot of anxiety comes from feeling ungrounded, disconnected, unrooted. Root chakra is what roots us to the earth. The energy here is gravity. And again, this center can, when feeling ungrounded, worry and anxiety can ensue. So we'll ground that for you, Waltire. And there you go. And back up to the seventh, down the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the first chakra. All chakras activated and balanced for everybody. Alrighty. Suzanne's next. Thanks, Suzanne, for coming. She always lets me know I'm on. This has been going on for years, hasn't it, Suzanne? All right, so thyroid and immune. For the thyroid, we go to the throat chakra, Vishuddha, fifth energy center. You're welcome, Waltire. So, Suzanne, back to the throat for the thyroid. Again, fifth energy center, Vishuddha chakra. Thyroid, parathyroid, opens up the neck, the shoulders. It's also very good for the ears. It's a place where we can also ward off colds. And the hormonal expression here is thyroxine, which is so good for so many things, to include brain function, digestion, the heart, bone strength, heart rate, cardiac output. And this is also the center for the sympathetic nervous system, which would explain why it is instrumental in regulating the heart. At any rate, thyroid, all that at the throat chakra. And for the immunes, I go to the heart chakra, middle of the chest. And here we connect with the thymus gland and also the immunoglobulin A protein marker. It strengthens the immunes. Thymus gland in adults is not super active, but it's very important nonetheless. And a healthy heart and elevated emotions strengthen the immune system and the chakra system. The heart chakra is also the center for healthy cell regeneration. It's the chakra fountain of youth. And this chakra is also the bridge from our physical being and moving up to our, how would you say it, celestial self. This is the balancing point from the physical to the non-physical in the body. And here also, while we're activating the immunes at the heart chakra, we can trigger oxytocin, the love hormone, which again will strengthen the immunes. And there you go, Suzanne, tapping all the way from the seventh, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, the second, and the root chakra. Balanced out. Good. Okay, moving on. Spice jelly beans. High fat levels in the blood and circulation. Okay. A Let me see. Circulation is actually the second chakra. This chakra is below the navel. This is our center for all kinds of things. And also we can trigger digestive enzymes that should help to balance out the fat levels, as you say, in the blood. But circulation definitely at the second chakra. And again, the blood flow also here. So that's just a one chakra deal pretty much for you, spiced jelly beans. The second chakra is also referred to as Svadhisthana, and it's our center of fluidity, of flowing, emotional flowing. It also works on the small intestine, parts of the colon, again, digestive enzymes. The gland here is the pancreas in some schools of chakra knowledge. Also here we connect with the kidneys, a bladder. We can release things like a stiff low back and some other things. And the hormonal expression of this chakra is serotonin. Another one of our very nice feel-good hormones. Circulation and blood, second chakra. And there you go, spiced jelly beans. Good. Boy, it's different. I get in such a flow with regular Tongren points and meridians. It's different. I have to get my chakra flow going more so. And Happy Mama's here for support. And what we would do for you would also be at the thyroid, which we've done. And I will tap on that, even though you did not ask for it, but you came for support. So fifth chakra, Vishuddhi chakra, fifth energy center for you. And then also the blood at the second chakra, back down below the navel. Blood circulation, fluidity. Happy Mama, you're all set. Cool. I'm so glad they allowed me to do this chakra class. I'm very grateful. And there's Chris Ribeiro. Okay, so emotional balance up at the top. Crown chakra, Sahasrara. Seventh energy center, connecting with the pituitary gland, the master gland, balancing all emotions through all the primary chakras. Therefore, balancing all body systems. And again, the crown chakra is said to activate. It is our center of thought. So when we tap on the crown chakra, we're activating the cerebral cortex. And then the side benefit again is the cerebral cortex through the brainstem and the autonomic nervous system. Lots of good stuff at the crown chakra. In healthy heart and breast lump, we would treat both at the heart chakra. I was reading today about the emotional component behind things such as lumps in the breast, and it was very interesting. But we do, it's emotionally related breast issues. So heart health, breast health, heart chakra, fourth energy center, Anahata. We connect with the heart, the lungs, the pericardium. We release oxytocin. This is our chakra of air, the earth element of air. It also vibrates to the vibration of the color green. And again, the heart chakra is the bridge between matter and spirit. And this is also the chakra for connecting with the lymphatics. So lots of good stuff to support what you're requesting, Chris. And there you go. Very good. Thanks for joining us. Okay. There's Joe. Hey, Joe. All right. Okay. More breast. Okay. Bone, spine, epidural at T4, T6, getting radiotherapy. Latest PET CT scan was stable. Excellent. 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 Oh, and also I wanted to just say to Nicole, I'm glad you came. And I'm glad this is at a time that was compatible with you. Good. We'll keep on going. And I'm going back now to Joe. All right. So let's start. This is a little bit different than Tongren. It tends to go in a circular motion. Although I can do that here as well, up and down, up and down. So forget what I just said. All right. So for the breasts, we're going to go back to Anahata Chakra, fourth energy center, our center of air. Again, at the heart chakra, we connect with the heart, the lungs, the pericardium. Also the arms and the hands, releasing oxytocin. And again, this is our center for breast health. The oxytocin can contribute to elevated emotions. And again, what I've been reading, and I firmly believe this in my own body, that the issues that we experience physically are tied up in our emotional states due to the word used is conflicted thought patterns. So think about what's going on in your life or was going on in your life prior to the diagnosis. And then we'll just continue on doing what we're doing. So Anahata Chakra, fourth energy center for the breasts. This is also the center for healthy cells. So the metastasis is an overgrowth. So we'll balance that too here in the chakra system I learned. And then when we deal with bone, the bone and the spine, the bony aspects of our body, we connect with at the root chakra. Root chakra here, we deal with the bones of the body and also the large intestine. Those hard processes in the body and the large intestine passes hard waste, I guess you could say. Among other things. And the vibration at this chakra, at the root chakra, the wavelength reflects the color red. And then we'll go back up. We connect with the spine itself at the crown chakra, Joe. And when we tapped on the heart chakra, that will also connect with the T4, T6 area. There we go. Thanks, Joe. Good to have you here. Okay. And Chris also requests for Tiago, if I said that remotely correctly, emotional balance up the crown chakra, seventh energy center, top of the head, connecting with the pituitary gland, the master gland. And again, this balances, this is our center of thought, information, so it can assist in balancing our thought processes, assist in balancing out the conflicted thinking. Full body homeostasis, connecting with that master gland, benefits cascading down all the other chakras. And again, cerebral cortex, and also central nervous system we're connecting with here. Four, emotional balance. Low back pain, depending on what it is, we can deal with a stiff lower back at the second energy center, second chakra, Svadhisthana. Sciatica is said to be an imbalance of actually the root chakra, so we'll do both the second chakra and the first chakra, root chakra. So these are good for you too, Jolly, in the back. We'll get to you here in a second. All right. There you go, Chris and Thiago. Great. And of course, Noe is in the collective. Yes, 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 yes. And Dolly. Okay. So, let's start at the top or up above. We'll do Pat, neck and shoulder and right arm at the throat chakra. And believe it or not, this is the same chakra that I would use for blood pressure. Fifth chakra, throat chakra, Vishuddha. And this is the center of sound. And the wavelength or vibration of the chakra is said to resonate with the color, kind of a bright sky blue. And again, here we treat the neck, the shoulders, and the arms all the way down. Just at one point. For Pat, and also blood pressure, because thyroxine, the thyroid, have a strong impact on cardiac output, heart rate, all affected by blood pressure. For Pat. So, Dolly, for you, we just go back down to the second chakra, Svadhisthana, and the first chakra, Muladhara. The second chakra vibrates with the wavelength of orange. And the root chakra, again, vibrates with the wavelength of red in the electromagnetic spectrum. Regardless of numbness or spine degeneration, this is a chakra. And for weight in the chakra system, that's also a root chakra issue. Weight has to do with feeling grounded to the earth or overly connected to the earth in terms of weight that you feel is in excess. And there you go, Dolly and Pat. Good. Great, great, great. Okay. So, boy, I didn't know. It was, it's a different language, not using any Tongren point. So it'll be more fluid as we move on, even though I've used it for a few years. When I do the regular broadcast, I never did it without using Tongren point. So you all have been wonderful. And come on back next week. And I'm so glad that we had a nice first little short class. And if you have any questions about this chakra healing, you can email me. I trained with three different teachers over several decades, and tying it to Tongren and the knowledge that I learned has been a wonderful experience. And the fluidity will come with time. All right, everybody. So have a great night, and some of you I'll see on Sunday for regular Tongren tapping.